بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا محمد، وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, my young friends, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. When a sports season starts, every team hopes to win the championship. Nobody plans to get eliminated from the playoffs. Nobody plans to lose. But we know that their success is based on how well they develop their skills, how well they train, and how well they play every day. Similarly, my friends, if we want to be successful at the end of the coming school year, or if we want to be successful at the end of our journey of life, the work starts now. If a team starts thinking about the playoffs when there's only 2 weeks to go, it's too late. Got to start thinking about it earlier. You got to start planning for it earlier. So if you want to be successful at the end of the school year, if you want to be successful generally through this journey of life, the work and the planning needs to start now. We can't leave it till the end. And the better we plan, the better decisions we make every day, the better our chances of success, inshallah. And the poorer decisions that we make every day, and the less we prepare and the less we focus on our goal, the higher the chances of failure. That's simply how it works. So today, inshallah, I'd like to share with you four tips to make it safely and soundly through this journey, inshallah. Through this journey of school, of studies, and through the journey of life overall. Now remember one thing, that while our teachers, our professors, our colleagues, our supervisors, our coaches, they want us to succeed in this life, we want you to succeed in this life, but more importantly, in the hereafter as well. Right? So anyone else that you deal with, unless like it's an Islamic school or you have like, you know, Islamic or Muslim teachers, generally everyone will be focused on getting you to succeed in whatever you're doing and whatever their responsibilities are. Okay? But our responsibilities here at the masjid are not only for your success through this life and through your studies or whatever you're doing, but also your success in the afterlife. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us success in all of our affairs. Ameen. So first and foremost, my friends, number one, surround yourself with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jalla is already in control of everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is already aware of everything that you're doing. So you're already surrounded. We are all already surrounded in some ways, or in different ways, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we also need to do the same and surround ourselves with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, even for a journey as noble as Hajj, like what journey could be more nobler or more special in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the journey of Hajj? Of course, we know it's the greatest journey a person can take. But even regarding that journey, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, pack up, pack your provisions. وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى. Pack your provisions for the journey, take necessary provisions for the journey, and surely the best provision is taqwa. The best provision is righteousness and piety with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاتَّقُونِ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. And be mindful of me, O people of reason. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O people of reason, O people of intelligence, be mindful of me. And as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us, اتَّقِ اللَّهَ حَيْثُ مَا كُنْتِ. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have taqwa of Allah wherever you may be. It doesn't matter if you're in the classroom, if you're in the playground, if you're out with your friends, if you're on the bus, if you're on the train, if you're closed up in your bedroom and it's 2 a.m., fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wherever you may be. And also, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the golden advice to Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhumah, احفظ الله يحفظك. that mind your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, safeguard Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning safeguard whatever is due towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will safeguard you. So strengthen your bond and strengthen your relationship with Allah. Secondly, my friends, the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jal tells us in the Quran, وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has tied dhikr, but not just a little bit of dhikr, a lot of dhikr. وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has tied a lot of dhikr with success. So if you want to be successful in this world, and especially in the hereafter, increase your dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you increase the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether you say subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu akbar, la ilaha illallah, astaghfirullah, 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 Allah, Allah, ya Rahman, ya Rahim, you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or you put on those headphones or those earbuds, but you're listening to Quran while everyone else is listening to music, you pay attention to your salah, you solidify your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this will lead you to success, inshaAllah. وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. But you have to do it a lot. The dhikr needs to be a lot. Why? Because the dhikr gives us strength to withstand the temptations, to withstand the flood that is coming our way. That dhikr gives us spiritual fortitude. If your dhikr is weak, your spirituality will be weak. If your dhikr is weak, your defenses against the temptations of shaitan will be weak as well. So increase the dhikr of Allah and you will see that the rest of the problems will go away, inshaAllah. Lessen the dhikr of Allah and the problems are going to increase. It's as simple as that. So increase the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And finally, solidify your belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is for the first point, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. That indeed, it is the believers who have succeeded. The believers are the ones who are going to be successful. So success again is tied with belief. And what do we hear in the adhan? Hayya 'alal falah. Come towards success. So our belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to do with our success as well. But listen to this. Success without belief isn't really success. It's fake success. If you want true success, you must have belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person can discard their belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and feel they're successful, but that's fake success. They're never going to be successful that way. So our success is tied with our belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jal tells us, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ. And do not be like those who forgot Allah. You know what happens when people forget Allah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes them forget themselves. They forget about what is good and bad for themselves when they forget Allah. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. It is they who are truly rebellious. When people forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will end up forgetting themselves. Do not forget what is good for yourselves. And in order to maintain that, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's number one, surround yourself with Allah. Second, the point, number two, surround yourself with good teammates. Surround yourself with good teammates. You know, for people who play sports, you know how it feels to be like on a really sucky team. Okay, like you're like a good player and everyone else just sucks. Okay, it's not pleasant. And you don't win any championships that way. You don't get far that way. Okay, similarly, if you want to succeed, surround yourself with good people, with good teammates. The best friends will be those who are amazing friends in this world and in the hereafter. As the saying goes, the qualities regarding good friends, مَنْ ذَكَّرَكُمُ اللَّهَ رُؤْيَتُهُ. The one who reminds you of Allah when you see him or her. When you see that friend, they remind you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَزَادَكُمْ فِي عِلْمِكُمْ مَنْطِقُهُ. And they add to your knowledge when they speak. Okay, you look at them, they remind you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they speak, they don't just speak rubbish. They don't just speak, you know, about useless things. But when they speak, they increase your knowledge. وَذَكَّرَكُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ عَمَلُهُ. And their actions remind you of the hereafter. This is the type of friends that you actually, you know, ideally want to have, and that we also want to be ourselves for others. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us such friends and make us such friends towards others. Ameen. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us, أَلْمَرْءُ عَلَىٰ دِينِ خَلِيلِهِ فَلْيَنْظُرْ أَحَدُكُمْ مَنْ يُخَالِلِ. A person is upon the deen, it's upon the religion, the path, the way of life of his close friend, so beware of whom you befriend. Be careful of who you allow into your life. Be careful of who you allow to take from your time and your attention and your energies. Because those are the people you're going to end up becoming like. So be judicious, be careful about who you allow to get close to you. As brothers and sisters, we also need to be looking out for one another. So if you see your brother or sister in faith, it's falling, it's slipping, it's about to drown, will you not help them? Of course you would help them, right? I hope you would help them. We all wish that somebody would help us if we were in that situation. So if you see someone going down that path, try to help them. Try to pull them up. Don't push them down. Don't be like, look at that such person. He comes to the masjid for Jum'ah and then look what he's doing in the masjid. Look at her. This is how she behaves in the masjid, or this is how she is in front of her parents. Look what she's doing in school. No, that's the wrong attitude. Instead be like, you know, this person is behaving in this way. I'm worried about them. Let me encourage them to come to the masjid more. Let me encourage them to improve their behavior. Let me try to help them, steer them away from this path of destruction. So be looking out for one another. Spend time with those who are good, but keep your eyes out for those who need help and try to pull them up instead of pushing them down. On the Day of Judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, close friends will be enemies. أَلَخِلَّاءُ يَوْمَئِذٍ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌّ إِلَّا الْمُتَّقِينَ. That close friends will be enemies to one another on that day, on the Day of Judgment, except for the righteous, except for the people of taqwa. If you have friendships based on taqwa, based on the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that friendship will last, will endure until the Day of Judgment and beyond, inshaAllah. Otherwise, that is a future enemy. If your friendship is not built upon taqwa, that's a future enemy on the Day of Judgment. So stick to those who have good character, ideally the people of taqwa and the people who are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that you help each other in getting closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshaAllah. Number three, develop good habits. And most bad habits, if you think about it, have to do with lack of control over our desires. What do they have to do with? Lack of control over our desires. So we know what is better for us. Logically, almost everyone knows what is good for us. But we let our nafs, our temptations, our desires overtake the logic. And therefore we end up with time management issues. No. We end up with a poor routine. We end up with bad sleep. We end up with too much play and hanging out, not enough attention on the things that matter. Right? We end up with useless substances and getting addicted. And we end up with filling our mind with junk. This all has to do with lack of control over our nafs, our desires, our temptations. Right? So develop good habits. Your body has a right over you. You need proper sleep. Right? Staying up all night and then sleeping all day is not the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has designed us, unless someone really has to do it because of work or something. Okay? So get proper sleep. Eat properly. You know. Do time management. You have a project coming up. Right? Don't procrastinate and leave it till the last minute. Think about it now. Start planning. Right? One tip I'll give you, what I used to do in university, is if I had an assignment coming up, I would block off time to work on that assignment. Okay, I have a paper due next Monday. Okay, on Saturday, I'm going to take 2 hours between 12 p.m. and 2 p.m. And then on Sunday, I'm going to give it another 45 minutes and I'm done. And that way, I don't have to worry about it. When that time comes, I go, I do my work, and my assignment is done on time, alhamdulillah. Okay, so simple little tweaks. Time management, avoiding things which are not beneficial, avoiding filling our mind with junk by listening to music and watching unnecessary videos, right? Develop good habits and they will help you get through the year and through your life in a good way, inshaAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us good habits. And finally, my friends, as I always like to say, you probably know it at the back of your mind by now, try your best and leave for Allah the rest. What that means is that our job, our control is not over the results. As believers, we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one that controls the results. Our job is to have the right intention and to give it our best reasonable effort. Once we have done those two things, the rest is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in every situation, we are called upon to try our reasonable best. Right? Give it your best shot. And then leave it up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the results are in Allah's control. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the good results, inshallah. Allah will give you the best result that you deserve and that you need at that time. As long as you have put in the right intention and you have put in the reasonable effort. InshaAllah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant success to all of us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us and all of our children and youth success in this world and the next. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect all of our children, our youth, and all of us from all types of evils and harms, whether they are visible or they are hidden. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant them and us ease on this journey and to grant us strength of iman and istiqamah. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.